Blog Talk Radio.
So bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your holy and your name. Hallelujah to your holy name. Hallelujah to your righteous name. How great is our God. How great is our God. How great, how great, how great is our God. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Oh, what a mighty God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah to your holy and to your righteous name. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we come even right now, Father God, with grateful hearts to say thank you for another day, another service, Father God, to say thank you, Father God, for life, for health, for strength. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for eternal life in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for your help. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your angels. Thank you for your word. Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for Jesus. And Father God, we thank you that we can approach you as our Heavenly Father. Father God, we thank you for where we've been. Thank you for where we are. And thank you for where we're going. Thank you, Father God, for we realize if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? So, Father, we stand, Father God, because of you. We stand in you. Father God, it's in you. We live, we move, and we have our being. Father God, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, we embrace the gifts of this day. Father God, we are grateful for it. Now we surrender the day back over to you, that you would unfold this day according to your wisdom, your love, your grace, your mercy, your kindness, Father. And your provision. Thank you for showing us your pathway for provisions this day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. So, Father God, thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you, Father God, for we know that our labor is not in vain. Thank you, Father God, that your word will never return into your void. Father God, we just bless you, and we say thank you. Thank you, Father, that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Hallelujah. Now, Father, as you told your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. And top of the morning to you, welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord, he has made. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is great, 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 great. And God's name is greatly to be praised. We want to welcome all of our first-time visitors. Amen. Today, and we greet you in the name of Jesus. And welcome, welcome, welcome to our fellowship services. This is a place, amen, glory be to God, where we meet. Amen. Hallelujah. 7 days a week. 7 days a week for the last 10 years and 9 months. Amen. Faithful. Amen. In the calling. Amen. That the Lord has called us to. We thank God for this virtual media, this media ministry. Amen. That we can even have fellowship service on this type of platform. Amen. Knowing that there is no time and distance in the spirit. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. I am your host on this morning. It is my pleasure, amen, to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Hallelujah. So we pray that everybody, amen, had a good week. We're wrapping up. Glory be to God. Amen. To see what this day is going to bring. And one thing for sure, we don't know what the day is going to bring, but thank God we know the person, amen, who brings the day. Amen, hallelujah. He holds everything, and he is in control of everything, Amen. And whatever we ask him in prayer believing, amen, hallelujah, it is his pleasure to perform. Amen. And so we bless God. All right, today, amen, glory be to God. We have one of our dear sisters, amen, that's coming to share with us on today. Amen, glory be to God. We want to thank God, amen, for her. Amen, she is faithful in the Lord's kingdom. Amen, she is an elder, amen, in the body of Christ. Amen, very seasoned mother of Zion. Amen, glory be to God. Came up, amen, the old school way, amen, and holding on to some of them old school values. I'm telling you, we can't get rid of them old school values. Glory be to God. Even in today that we live. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. And one thing is I have, amen, observed her life and her testimony over the last few years. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That if you get a little weak, glory be to God, or if you come against trials and tribulations and circumstances that might slow you down, but it don't stop you. Amen. And this is her testimony. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Never stop, but moving forward, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, inasmuch as we know that our labor is not in vain. Amen. So she has agreed to come today. Amen. Glory be to God. In obedience to and submission to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. I just talked to God. I said, okay, God, amen. And she said, yes, Pastor Bradford, amen. I'll bring, amen, what the Lord is bringing, has given me to bring. And that's good enough. Amen. That's good enough. And so I'm talking about none other than our elder Estelle Martin out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Amen. We want to thank God for this woman of God. Amen. She is a mother, a grandmother, a friend, an aunt, an uncle, a cousin. Amen. Glory be to God. And her husband is transitioned on. Amen. Glory be to God. But one thing she knows, amen, that the Lord is our husband. Amen. I'm telling you, we're in good shape as long as we keep that in focus. Amen. And no matter whatever else we got going on, as long as he first, we're going to be all right. Amen. So it is my pleasure, amen, to introduce to some, amen, and present to others, amen, our elder Estelle Martin, that we might receive her this morning, amen, for her grace, and receive her this morning for her ability. Amen, amen, and amen. Minister Estelle, are you there?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise him.
Good morning.
Praise him. God bless you. Amen. And good morning.
Hi, good morning to you also, Dr. Pastor Bradford. Amen. And it's a pleasure. Thank you. You are boosting up my ego this morning. I just thank God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to invite you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, into this day. Lord, thank and praising you for Dr. Pastor Bradford, that she thought enough of your humble servant, Lord God, to ask come this morning. Thanking you for waking me up on time, because I was in a sleep. I thank him for that rest that he gave me. Hallelujah. Thank you how the Holy Spirit woke me up in time to prepare myself to get on the line. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go to, I'll say, Father God, let the words of my mouth, meditations of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer, in Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to go to a familiar chapter, a song, and that's Psalm 121. I'll read it in its entirety, then I'll go from there, but we're going to go to text one, Psalm 121, 1-8, and our subject is, Lord, we need your help. Amen. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon the right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. Now here, hallelujah, the summer. This song fits well. Uncertainties one face on such a journey. It moves naturally from the need for help, verses 1 to 2, to the promise of God's protection, verses 3 to 8. Verse 1 should probably be translated as a question, which is quite permissible. The psalmist is not looking at the hills as a source of help, but as a source of threat or harm. Then the psalmist raises the question, from whence cometh my help? Verse 2 is his immediate answer. Amen. Go with me to Psalms 41:2. And it reads, the Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. He shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou will not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. Amen. Go with me to Deuteronomy 28. And I'm going to be reading from 6 to 14. Verses 6 to 14. Amen. Blessed shall be thy when thy cometh in, and blessed shall thy be when thy goeth out. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command a blessing upon thee in thy storehouse and in all that thy set thy hand, test thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee. If thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways, and all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruits of thy body, and in the fruits of thy cattle, and in the fruits of thy ground, in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give rain unto the land in his season, and to bless all the works of thy hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Amen, amen. Go with me to Proverbs 2:8. Proverbs 2:8. He keepeth the path of judgment, and he preserves the way of his saints. Amen. Now go with me to Proverbs 3:6. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy neighbor and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, with the first fruits of all thy increase. So shall thy bones be filled with plenty, and thy press shall burst out with new wine. Amen, amen. Again, good morning, and again I say, Lord, we need your help. We see and we know that we're living in a prayerless times. We're living in a time where men have left their first love. They don't have a fear of God. And we are truly living in a time that we must know, have to know, that our Redeemer lives and that we do have help. But he is telling us if we put him first, Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and he's saying all these things shall be added unto you. Again, I say, Psalm 121, to the hills with coming my help. I know my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Amen, amen. Again, our subject, Lord, we need your help. Lord, let the words of my mouth, meditations of my heart be acceptable in our sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeeming, Lord. Everyone that has heard, Lord, may we go back over the chapters, the verses, and may we meditate on it, hide it in our hearts, that we won't sin against you. Amen. Amen. Dr. Pastor Bradford, thank you. God bless.
Amen, 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 and God bless you, and God bless, amen, thank you, amen. Lord, we need your help. Glory be to God, and as you were ministering to us this morning, amen, and he said it, and he shared it with us, and then that song dropped in my spirit, amen, hallelujah. I have been redeemed. I don't even know all of it, amen. I have been redeemed. It's according to your word, hallelujah, something, okay, anyhow, my spirit is singing, amen, hallelujah, it's a beautiful thing when your spirit sings, amen, hallelujah, and then that's what the word will cause you to do, the word, when the word comes forth, the word, and then I love the way you minister, Elder, because you just load us up with the word, you look. The word is the word is the word. Glory, the word is the word. And when you got the word, you got what you need. Amen, hallelujah. And it caused your spirit to sing. Amen, hallelujah. Amen. So I'm singing on this morning. And then, Lord, we need your help because God knows. God knows. We need God's help. And Psalms 121 is one of my favorite. I don't like to use the word favorite. I'm gonna change that. Amen. I make reference to Psalms 121 quite frequently. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing. Amen. Minister Martin, I know that you're in the process of revitalizing your business. So I don't know if you have any announcements in any area to make this morning. If you do, we'd like to give you some time to do that. Glory be to God. And if you desire, if there's any announcements in any area of your life you'd like to share.
Yes, I would just like, yes, to revive. Yes, that's the state I'm in. At this time, reviving my janitorial business, and I solicit the prayers of the saints, you know, that God open up the, contracts. Right now, I just need some contracts. I do have people that's ready to work, and some that I have used before that do excellent, and that's what we will be looking for, one that likes to do excellent in whatever God opens up to them. And that's my desire today for the people of God. It wasn't just for me and mine, but it was for God's people why ENR Cleaning Services were birthed. So I solicit the prayers of the saints today that the contracts open up. That's on my heart, as well as just lifting up families. You know, husbands, wives, and our children, you know, and our young children, young ladies, young men, you know, the need for mentors, that God would send laborers out. We need laborers out in the vineyard. You know, I just, you know, was thinking on the other day, all the churches in our communities, and some may have four in there, and just in one block. And where is Zion? You know, we need to, in our community, the churches would come out and do the work of what God has commanded us to do. We could take our cities and we could take our countries back, you know, because the enemy do not reign. We know who reigns. God reigns. And you know, that's from Genesis to Revelation, and he can't lie. He can't lie, and I realized we are living in the book. He allowed me to read it in 1975. It scared me, saved, 1975, and I thank God for that time until 2021 that I'm still, you know, he allowed me to still be standing and up, you know, see and observe so much. But if Zion would go back to her first love, we would bring, I believe we could bring, we would bring our Heavenly Father back. Amen. That's my heart's desire this morning. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I love it when other people minister to me, because as you talking, my spirit is singing. Zion is calling me to a higher place in God. Zion is calling me to a higher place in God. All right, all right. B&R Cleaning Services. What did you say? B&R?
B&R. E.
B.
As in E.
Huh?
E as in eat. And R as in run.
Okay, B-R.
No, pass. E as in eat. E-R.
Okay, got you. B-E-R. Got you. Okay.
No,
right.
No, it's E as in eat and R as in run. E as
got
R.
It. Okay, got
okay.
You. E and R. Got you. E and R. Is that is it strictly commercial?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
So we know how to pray. Okay.
Okay.
All right. B&R. Okay. So you need need contracts. And you also need people to work, people with people that don't mind working and know how to get it done.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
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 All right. Amen. There you go. Look at that. Job opportunities. We just posted some job opportunities out there. Amen. And we're going to pray, amen, that the contracts will come in. Amen. Glory
amen.
Be to God. Amen, 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 in Jesus' name. And amen, that the people of God will just roll up their sleeves, amen, and determine that we're going to fight, we're going to work, we're going to do the work that the Lord has called us to do.
Amen.
As we taught on one day this week, how we're going to be rewarded. We're going to be rewarded when we get to the judgment seat of Christ, amen. Did we do what the Lord told us to do? We're going to have to answer that question. Eyeball to eyeball. Eyeball
amen.
To eyeball.
Amen.
We're going to stand before the King, and we're not going to be able to talk the talk our way out of it, and we're not going to be able to make any excuses, because no excuses will be accepted. Amen.
Amen.
And so, amen.
Amen.
Very well put. Very well done. Thank you so much, Elder. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. Thank you for sharing today.
Thank God for you, Dr. Bradford. Amen. And everyone that's connected to you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. All right, saints. All right. There it is. That's the word of God. The word of God will not return void, and it will always accomplish everything that he sends it forth to do. All right, y'all know how we do here. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We like to be a support to our speakers when they come. We like to. Amen. Glory be to God. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's not. I know the last two that came, we didn't receive any love offerings. Amen. Glory be to God. But even when we don't, some kind of way, amen, the ministry likes to show some type of appreciation, amen, to let everybody know that they are appreciated. We know that nobody comes looking for money. No one comes with a stipulation on money. And most of the time, amen, the money is refused before it's given, amen. But we still like to have it available, amen. So, amen. You know how we do here. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. And our website is lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. You can hit the donate button there. Amen. Glory be to God. And we also have Cash App, $ Life Word Jesus. Amen. And so we want to thank God for you. and for your support. Amen. The workman is worthy of the hire. The workman is worthy of the hire. All right. In form of announcements, amen, we're going to pray that everybody will have a good day today. Tomorrow we will be serving Holy Communion here at our 12 o'clock service. So come with your matzah, come with your bread, come with your crackers. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Whatever represents the body. Amen. And come with your juice. Amen. Whatever represents the blood. Okay. You don't have to go out and buy any great wine. You don't have to go out and buy Welch's grape juice unless that's what you're drinking anyway. I love me some Welch's grape juice. All right. But if you don't have all that, you can use orange juice, apple juice, or even water. It's all symbolic. Amen. And we will bless it. Amen. And we're going to do that on tomorrow as often as you do this in remembrance of me, saith the Lord. Amen. All right. Monday is Labor Day. Amen. We will be here at 6 o'clock, Lord's willing. Amen. As usual. Amen. But there will be no altar of prayer on Monday. No altar of prayer on Monday. Amen. If you feel like you want to pray, go to your altar. Amen. Glory be to God. And we know that the prayer warriors are always here. Amen. If you need a little backup, glory be to God, and need some help as you're sitting with family and friends, amen. Lord's willing, amen. We will always try to make ourselves available to you. Amen. But no altar of prayer, no corporate altar of prayer on Monday. We want to thank everybody for your service this week. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. Amen. To our 6 a.m. platform, thank you for your altar of prayer. We definitely couldn't do it without you. We definitely could. If no one stepped up and said, we'll do this, no, pastor can't do the whole thing. Well, maybe I could, but thank God I don't have to. Thank God I don't have to. Amen. Thank God that we're doing this thing together. We're building the wall together. Amen. So we just want to say thank you for all of you in the forefront. Amen. Thank you for all of those who are there supporting, touching, and agreeing. Amen. One can chase 1,000, two can chase 10. Thank God. Amen. For our Wednesday night Bible studies. Just thank God. Thank God for though all of our partners around the globe who support this ministry and to make it financially possible for us to do what we're doing and we're still in the works. Amen. And so we just want to bless God. We just want to bless God, and we want to bless you. Amen. So thank you. Some of you, most of you we know, and the ones we don't know, we want to know. Amen. The ones we don't know, we want to know. Amen. So we're only a telephone call away, email away. Glory be to God. Just reach out to us. Amen. If you visit our website at lifewordjesus.org, all of our contact information is there, and you can reach out to us, okay, whichever way suits you best. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Feel like I'm supposed to be saying something else. I don't remember. When it comes back, I promise I'll make a note. And if I don't announce it tomorrow, Lord's willing, amen, I will announce it, amen, on Monday, Lord's willing. Amen, Lord's willing. Amen, and to God be praise, to God be glory, and to God be honor. All right, before we give the benediction, amen, I see there's somebody in queue. Now, I don't know if that was a mistake. Sometimes people hit numbers on their phone, and they didn't mean to. But let's see if they did or not. Amen. We're going to give it the benefit of the doubt this morning. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, is there somebody in queue this morning?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Good morning.
Good morning, Brother Reed.
I was just wanted to respond to E&R that there has been a number of different programs that have, you know, because of the COVID, have come into existence for funding. There's money not only from the government, and that's all three levels, local, state, and federal, but there are a number of institutions and businesses that are offering, you know, assistance for new businesses. So I just, you know, wanted to let them know that these funds are available, and this is a great opportunity. It's, you know, they are grants, opportunities, not loans, and I'll be definitely willing to assist them in identifying some of these resources.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Reed. That was very, very gracious, amen, of you to do that. I will make sure that Minister Martin gets your phone number if she doesn't have it already, and that the two of you can communicate. And thank you so much. Amen. It's very gracious of you. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Blessings. Amen. All right. All right. There it is. Brothers and sisters, that's what it's all about, looking out for one another. Looking out for one another. This is what you call one anothering. One anothering. This is what the Bible encourages us to do. Amen. Do good to all men, but especially those of the household of faith. See, and that's a pure example right there. Looking out, amen, for the sister. Looking out. I got some information here, amen, that can be a blessing to you. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. And God said, when he sees unity, he commands a blessing. Because how can you love God whom you have not seen and not love your brother and sister who you see every day? Amen. And so this is what we're going to, I got some things on the table. Just give me a minute, y'all. I've got to sort everything out. And I got to sort everything out in a way that I don't get stressed out. Okay? Because I got to keep my peace and make sure I'm walking in the spirit. But we are going to have that networking thing at least once a month, but we'll be making some announcements where we can be a blessing to one another and our businesses, entrepreneurship, okay, what each of us in the ministry have to offer or someone else, and put together some type of directory, online directory, okay, on our website. If you need this, if you need this service, that service, this is who we recommend. All right, so it's all coming together, saints. Thank you for your prayers. Amen. Thank you for your prayers. And we bless be the name of the Lord. All right, I think that's it. I think that's it. Hallelujah. Father God, we say thank you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your love, your grace, your mercies. Thank you for bringing us through the week. Thank you for bringing us through the day. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you, Father God, for the words that have come forth. Father, we need your help. We need your help in our spiritual life, our financial life, our relationships, the world at large. Father God, we just need your help. And we say thank you, Father, that you are a very present help in the time of trouble. Father God, we lift up our Elder Martin. Father God, that you will continue to open doors for her. Father God, that you will continue to expand her and increase her. Father God, in the name of Jesus, in her ministry, for the calling that's on her life, E&R Cleaning Services, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, may the recommendations come in, may the contracts come in, Father God, may she have the staff, Father God, that she needs, Father God, to do the work and to expand. Father God, may she have so many good people working for her that she has to create a waiting list. A waiting list, Father God, as the contracts continue to come in. And we just want to say thank you, God. Thank you for sending in good contracts. Good contracts. Thank you for Brother Reed. Thank you for his heart, Father God, always willing to offer assistance, Father God, to anybody who needs it. We say thank you, Father God, for the gift and the love that you have given unto him. Father, we say thank you for this ministry. Thank you, Father God, for everything that went in this week, and we loaded it out. We loaded it out with prayers, Father, but we know we can't overload you. Oh, Father God, the word went forth every day. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we believe your souls have been saved, backsliders reclaimed, the weak saying they're strong, the sick saying they're healed. Oh, Father God, the poor saying they're rich, the bound saying they're free. Thank you, God, and we bless you, all because we need your help, Father. And when we call upon the name of the Lord, we get an answer. Thank you. Father God, as we go forward today, you see, Father God, what needs to be done. And we ask you for ordering our steps. Show us your pathway for provisions. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father God. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. Cancel premature death. In the name of Jesus, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it will not come to pass. And we bless you, God. And we say thank you. Meet us back here tomorrow at 12 o'clock for our Sunday service, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for a rhema word. A rhema word, Father. A right now word, as you always deliver, as you always deliver. And we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. And we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at Jesus' feet to decree and declare it shall take root, it shall prosper, and it shall come to pass. Your word shall take root. Your word shall prosper. Your word shall come to pass. But every spirit of retaliation will not take root, will not prosper, and will not come to pass. Thank you, Father. Thank you. And Satan, and now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless into the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Glory be to God, and the Lord bless you. Hallelujah, and keep you, and the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you, and the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I think I already said it. I'm going to say it again. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is Lord. Everybody have a lovely day. Thank you so much for allowing me to serve you this week. It has been my pleasure to do so. Amen. Pastor Bradford, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out.
Amazing God. Amazing King, amazing everything, amazing God, amazing King, you're an amazing, amazing everything, amazing God. Amazing God, amazing King, he's an amazing everything.
This is my testimony when you said this. Where would I be without you? I would probably be in a grave. But all the mistakes that I made, listen, my life would be controlled by fear. Lord, if I didn't have you near,
sing it.
I now I would have lost my mind. I would have lost my mind. God, I wouldn't have no peace, no peace, no peace. But I'm so glad,
and I'm so glad
that I found you,
that I found you. Amazing God, amazing King, amazing everything.
everything.
Let me sing with you right here.
Amazing God, amazing King. Oh, you're an amazing everything.
Amen and amen. Lord, we thank you for your help. Amen. Hallelujah. Love you all. Love you, love you, love you. Pastor Alfreda, signing out.